palace was more magnificent than the temple. You can see what kind of magnificence he put into his buildings by visiting his winter home in Matsada. Matsada, which was the fortress of Alexander Yanai, he took it over and he built a winter palace there. Couldn't go to Florida, so he went there for the winter on the shores of the desert, hot, dry climate for the winter. So there you have baths, frescoes, murals, mosaics, and there's the famous book by Yigal Yadin, the late Yigal Yadin, who was the archaeologist who uncovered Matsada. So he, in his book, if you have it and you read it and you look at it, you'll be enormously impressed by what went into it. And next time you go there, I think you'll have a deeper appreciation of what you're looking at. And he had there, naturally, all the artifacts of a Jewish home. He had a mikveh. And the mikveh, when measured, is the same size as our mikvos are today. And it's built the same way that our mikvahs are today, according to all of the halachic requirements. He had a synagogue. He even apparently had separate kitchens. We don't know whether it's for Milchix or Fleishix or Pesach or the rest of the year or servants. We don't know, but he had a number of different kitchens. And he had everything that he had was magnificent. Marble pillars, the best of everything. We have a second palace of his. If he didn't want to go that far away, it's like Camp David. He didn't want to go that far away, so south of Yerushalayim, between Hebron and Beit Lechem, there is a place called Herodion. Now, what he did there is he took a hill and he made it perfectly round. He fashioned the hill. He landscaped the hill. He made it perfectly round, and on the top of the hill, he built a castle. Herodion. You can see that castle today. The ruins of that castle has also been uncovered. And the view from there is so breathtaking. You can see the Dead Sea on one side and the Mediterranean on the other. It overlooks the city of Jerusalem, and you can see the city of Hebron from it. And that was another one of his palaces. In the Galil, he built a twin to Herodion, named after his father Antipater. It's a twin. However, because of the fact that it's in a more northern climate, subject to cold weather, it has not survived in the condition that Herodion and Matsada have survived, which are in the south near the desert, a much drier climate, much warmer climate. He built on the ruins of the ancient city of Shomron. The city of Shomron was the city built by Omri, the father of Ahav, the king of the 10 northern tribes of Israel. And it was one of the magnificent cities in Israel, and it was destroyed by the emperor Sanherib in 732 before the Common Era, and it was never rebuilt in its magnificence. It was only used as a city by the Samaritans, by the Shomronim, but it never was a magnificent city. He rebuilt it, and he called it Sebastia. Sebastia is the Greek word, the Greek name Augustus. And that was in honor of his friend Augustus Caesar. And again, if you go to Eretz Israel today and you go to Shechem, it's not far from Shechem, you can see the ruins of Herod's city of Sebastia, and they have uncovered the columns which made the forum, the main marketplace, the Roman columns, again, all built out of marble that he brought from Italy. Then he rebuilt